if you're in a relationship that seems out of control, if you feel like you're out of control, if you don't understand why you're doing it, why you're hurting the person you love, or why the person you love is hurting you, seek help. Please seek help.
McBride cut this PSA for the Florida Restorative Justice Association. It's part of his agreement with Kate and Andy Gromaire, whom he knew well after dating their daughter for 3 years. He shot her during a fight in 2010.
We knew that Connor could never repay us for what had happened. We were never going to get our daughter back. And the only thing we could do was to let go of that. And after we forgave him, we wanted to have a say in the process of the criminal justice proceedings against him.
Restorative justice is typically used for lesser crimes, such as vandalism or theft. It involves paying restitution, taking responsibility, and never committing that harm again, all under the auspices of the courts. The case of Ann and Connor is one of the first known modern uses of the practice following a homicide.
We had the opportunity to add provisions to his probation, such as taking anger management classes, speaking about teen dating violence, and working in the community in areas that Ann would have worked. I told Connor he had to do the good works of two people, and he's taken that to heart.
People often tell the Gromaires, "I could never do what you've done." But they and other practitioners of restorative justice say it prevents crime.
In some of our early correspondence, he asked me, what can I do? Well, you can't fix it. But what you can do is you can make a difference where you are.
Agnes Fury is known as St. Agnes for her work with Leonard Scovins, who murdered her daughter Pat and grandson Chris in 1998. It took 7 years for her to contact Scovins, who is serving two life sentences.
It may not be the community he'd choose to live in, but it is part of our community, our wider community. And he can make a difference that might make a difference for somebody coming out. You know, most of his peers will come back and live with all of us. And if he can reach even one of those people, that can make a difference for somebody else's neighborhood.
According to the Florida Restorative Justice Association, nearly 75% of people convicted of violent crimes will be arrested again. And Dan Kahn, its executive director, points to the success of Leon County's Community Connections program at reducing recidivism among teens with an intensive 12-week program.
Our recidivism rate is right around 12%, which compares to similarly situated youth or closer to 27% countywide. And another statistic which I love is that close to a third of the teens that graduate from our program come back to us as volunteers and on their own time with no compulsion participate in another 3 or 4 month cycle with us to give back, to continue giving forward to other teens that are participating.
In schools, Kahn says, restorative justice practices can run from daily classroom activities through moderate level conflicts to a full-blown crisis.
And if you've got a practice in a school that really helps every student to feel included, that their voices matter, there's an ethic of respect and consideration, that's going to breed a culture in which there's real less likelihood of any kind of a violent act erupting. So restorative practices can be highly preventative and proactive.
To find out more about restorative justice, you can attend a documentary screening and panel discussion on January 30th at 7 p.m., Good Shepherd Catholic Church, 4665 Thomasville Road. For WFSU News, I'm Margie Menzel.